This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now, there are several schools of thought when it comes to alcohol and young people, and especially alcohol and children. Now, I would imagine if I was standing at the water cooler and I asked five people, would you give alcohol to a primary school child? They would all say no. But apparently that isn't necessarily the case. Some people believe that children should get a little taste of alcohol in the latter stages of primary school, and certainly when they start out at second level education. Is it a step in the right direction or not? And when I say a step in the right direction, it's to encourage children to understand alcohol, to see it as something that is part of society, and not to discover it when they're about 15 or 16 behind the bike shed and partake at will. Let me speak to Sal Hanvey about the health aspect of this. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Would you be saying to me alongside the water cooler, I wouldn't give alcohol to any child that you were responsible for?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you can see both sides of the coin there, and people might find that shocking when I say that. But I think it's a case of, I was just talking to my mum about this topic this morning, and she said, do you remember I used to like give you a wee cap full of Guinness? You know, and there was very, very little alcohol in her house growing up. It wasn't that sort of a house. A lot of smoking going on, like cigarettes, but there definitely wasn't much alcohol. But on those occasions that there were, I do remember having a little thimble of Guinness at a very young age, and it didn't do me a button of harm.
Was it given to you for medicinal purposes or just for a bit of crack?
A bit of crack.
Yeah, gosh, it wasn't like that in our house. You see, there was no alcohol in our house apart from one bottle of whiskey that stayed up in a high cupboard for whenever one of the parish priests would call. And that's my memory of it. Most of the parish priests, when they would call, didn't partake at all. But there was one bottle just in case that particular gentleman called by, and it was brought out about once a year. Neither my mother nor father took alcohol, nor do I. So I'm not a great authority on this, but I'd have to be straight here. I would not give alcohol in any regard to a person under the legal age to drink alcohol. So I know I'm old school and a bit fuddy-duddy in my attitude to it, because if you're speaking to my cousins who live in France, they have a different attitude.
Mm-hmm, I know, and this is what I'm just thinking about when you're talking like this, because, you know, they'll have it with their meals, young children will sit in a very small amount, but it's that kind of social, habitual routine of a tradition that people get themselves entrenched in. And often you'll find that if someone is given something, they'll not look at it as something to crave, desire, that kind of the unknown. Whereas often when it comes to society here, especially even in the UK and England, was this statistic has just come out about how it tops the charts of teenagers trying alcohol in the whole world. This is a global thing, and that is really, really dangerous. And obviously, the more likelihood of when you're drinking that age, the more likelihood you'll be drinking a lot more when you're older. There's statistics to show that and substantiate that. So if it's something that we don't, you know, have an issue with, or it's something that we have incorporated into our lives to a certain extent, like in France, you can understand how with the statistics of alcohol abuse in an addiction in France is very low.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I presume that you'll only find out if you've got a problem with alcohol once you begin to consume it. I don't know if I'm an alcoholic. I've never tasted alcohol. So therefore, I might, if I say someone said to me, right, have a pint, have a short, and come out with me tonight and we'll experiment. And I sit and I have three pints and a few shorts and I'm doing what my mates are doing. I might be an alcoholic.
I'd like to have a couple of pints. It'll be a really good, fun, entertaining evening, I think.
But it could be the worst move I could ever make, because I could be on the slippery slope. Mm. So in my mature years now, I'd be afraid to take alcohol.
Well, I mean, it's like me. I've never had meat, and people say, you don't know what you're missing. And I say, well, you know, I don't know what I'm missing with heroin either, but I think I'll manage to avoid that too.
It's a good way of looking at it. But there are people who are listening to this programme who are worried and concerned about the next step being taken by their 13 or 14-year-old. Yeah. That may have already taken the step and you're not aware of it, that they've been drinking with their mates. Mm-hmm. So how do we get the message across, say, to a very young person that consuming alcohol to a greater extent is really bad for them?
Well, I can remember, I don't know if my mum's going to listen to this, she'll probably scold me for it, but I can remember when I was a teenager, I was at a party, and it was just friends in the afternoon, it wasn't a big party, and I was a teenager, and I was under the legal age of drinking, and I rang my mum, and I just said, Mum, I'm at this party, I'm having a really good time, there's West Coast Cooler, can I have one West Coast Cooler? Now, that may sound like I'm mummy's girl, but she'd brought me up to be like that in a way that, you know, you don't have to rebel against it. And I remember ringing her and asking her, and she went, okay, Sarah Ann. She said, you can have one. And I promise to this day I had one. But that was because I was given the permission to have one. If she said, no, you can't have alcohol, I probably would have got drunk. I mean, I don't know that. But all I know is I can only work with what I was told. So there is a psychology in that I believe really helped me. But yes, I mean, to give the message to people, it's just about the awareness of understanding what alcohol is. You don't need to try something to have an awareness of it. I mean, there's male gynecologists who don't have gynecological parts of a woman, but they're very, very good at their job. You know, there are different people. You don't have to do the thing just to experience it. Understanding it without having to take it can be done also.
You must have a great relationship with your mother, because you have great respect for her, and that is important. I've great respect for my mum, thankfully, is still with us. But I would have been brought up in a way that alcohol was a bad thing, mm-hmm. and it was to be avoided. And when I first began to work in nightclubs and do discos and whatever, my mother and father used to allow me to have the car. When I started on pirate radio, mm-hmm. and would have been going to do discos and road shows mm-hmm. for those guys. And there was a real party atmosphere with all of that. But because I had access to the car, I never would have taken any risks. I never would have consumed any alcohol. Mm. I wouldn't have been drawn to it, because the car was much more important to me than alcohol.
That's right.
Whereas I had mates, and they would... there's no interest even in getting a car, because it was going to interrupt their drinking.
Yeah.
So there's two entirely different approaches to it. I'm not going to suggest for a moment that I didn't drink because my mother told me not to drink. Uh-huh. I didn't drink because my mother gave me the car. That's the reason I didn't drink. And, once you get off and running, you decide on what you're going to do. But I know a few people who did start drinking relatively late, after, say, their sporting careers were over, and it didn't do them any good. So I think coming late to it, in my opinion, it's unscientific, but coming late to it, I think, is more dangerous than maybe being introduced to it in the French way or the German way. Mm-hmm. You know, the Germans know about drinking. You get the impression from Germans that they're beer swillers, and they're jumping about in their lederhosen and all that sort of stuff. But actually, they can be very sophisticated drinkers. I have friends in Spain as well who have a sophistication when it comes to drinking. The Irish don't. British don't.
No, I know. It definitely is a cultural thing. And, you know, I often will find that when I go on holiday, I like to look. I'm a people watcher and an observer, and I really like that. And I've seen children drinking alcohol. And I suppose the first thing you think is, my God, they're drinking alcohol. But then you think about it and you're thinking, they're not Larry. They're not going mad. They're not, you know, hitting her a buck. They're just literally being given the permission, and they're with their parents. So even though I'm not an advocate of children drinking, of course, I do understand and appreciate and acknowledge the benefit of that culture, as opposed to the drink culture that's in the UK presently.
Well, the World Health Organization does clearly say that drinking alcohol damages a child's brain.
Exactly.
So you do have to keep that in mind.
That's right. You absolutely do. And that's the thing. It's a growing, developing organ in the body that can, obviously, alcohol shrinks the brain.
So. Yeah.
So my advice is, from this side of the microphone, stay away from the devil's buttermilk. what's your advice?
Pretty much the same, but not in that accent.
Sal Hanvey, leading nutritionist, thank you.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.